Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, Songs of Sorrow. The steamship Princess Sophia sank with an estimated 350 people 100 years ago near Juneau. Since the sinking corresponded with the end of World War I, it received little attention at the time. For some, this lack of attention left the tragedy without a sense of closure. In Juneau, a collaboration of producers and artists from across the country present the Princess Sophia Opera. In this preview, KTOO's Scott Burton wonders if art can offer closure.
Soft petals and dewdrops.
It's weeks before the opera premieres, and 100 people are on a boat next to Vanderbilt Reef in Lynn Canal. This tragedy's ground zero. Soprano Kathleen Wayne is literally floating above the wreckage of the Princess Sophia.
It's in a very emotional space to be in. 350 people lost their lives, children, mothers, fathers, young people.
Behind her, Vanderbilt Reef breaks the ocean's surface like a craggy land creature coming up for air. And mountains rise on all sides of the massive fjord.
You're right above them, singing about them, people nobody here has met, but feeling very connected with them through this music and these lyrics.
Sitting in the Jonah Harbor tonight.
Another singer, tenor Bernard Holcomb, is in from New York rehearsing and researching. Because of the extreme tides and stormy weather, Holcomb's character, Captain Ledbetter, was among the Juneau people who were unable to rescue anyone from the passenger ship.
I am accessing the feeling of guilt, the feeling of being out of control. I cannot control what is happening. That's incredibly frustrating.
As our modern diesel-powered catamaran safely circles the reef, it's hard not to imagine the suffering of all those people. Imagine being stuck on a reef in a storm with gale-force winds in 1918 on a steamship with little to no communication. Now remember that they were stranded like that for 40 hours before the ship sank.
Princess Sophia Lullaby is about the ship actually singing to the people aboard, and I really think she's singing to the children, because lines in there, sleep children, wake with the dawn, it's beautiful here, the days aren't very long, and the nights are lovely, so just sleep and we'll wake with the morn. So I really think it's directed to those children to just be calm and it'll all be okay.
But it wasn't okay. All aboard perished, and in the static of the end of World War I, one of the worst maritime disasters of all time had little closure. And now, 100 years later, it's the anniversary of a tragedy. How do we honor that?
Opera is such a large, heavy emotion medium for expressing stories.
Todd Hunt is the opera's artistic director.
And in a lot of ways, I think it's perfect just because it can capture that depth of emotion and pull you along in a way that I personally think you couldn't fully pull off with, say, just a straight play.
It's hard to say what the opera will do or what it represents until the curtain falls. And, like most art does, it'll affect each person in a different way. Perhaps closure for some, commemoration for others, and maybe it's a way to feel what those people felt 100 years ago, but safely from a comfortable seat in the audience. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.